If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
You know you have one of the stupidest jobs on earth when it makes you feel good. It's a sign that you've been doing a good job, that you've created something on the radio that's memorable enough that complete strangers, well, I shouldn't say complete strangers. I don't know that I don't know some of you who tweeted me about this, nor do I think the audience is exactly strangers. Like you know me on some level. I'm not always sure who you are. But people reaching out to let me know when they hear Florida goals announced that they think of me. I mean, listen, we all gotta have something. And for me, 30 years on the radio, how'd it go? Well, people liked when I did this cat noise. Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah, they pay me. Joe Yerden is on the Wester Hotline here with us to talk about last night's, I don't know, Joe, what word, I read your story, I don't remember what any of the words you used. Debacle? I don't know, no show. What was it like being in Toronto for these two hockey games?
It's incredible to watch a team that was as good as the Maple Leafs were, and they were a good team. They were a different team. They seemed like a team that was ready to grow up, I guess, from being the high flying big scorers to being a little bit more sound defensively, and the grow up point where every Stanley Cup team makes, right? And they totally bagged it at home in two games where they had to have wins, completely bagged it. Because if they win game five, they're up 3-2 going, but you're going to Florida, maybe you wrap it up. Okay. Well, you played god awful game five. I think that's the worst playoff performance I had ever watched until the second and third periods last night.
Game seven came in to say, hold my beer. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. The crazy part is that last night, the first 6 minutes of that game was horrendous for Toronto. They were outshot 7-0, out attempted 21-0. they're lucky it was still 0-0. And then Nyes makes a move in the offensive zone, gets a scoring chance, and then it just the light bulb went off, and it was all Toronto the rest of the period. And you're thinking, like, oh, well, if they keep this up, they're going to win.
Right. Or at least we're going to have a toe-to-toe heavyweight fight on our hands that's going to hold our attention for another 2 hours. Whoops.
Right. And then, you know, there's a bad turnover, which, you know, the Toronto's been superbly guilty of doing that all series long. And it turns into Seth Jones no fault to Joe Wall. That was a snipe. You know, you pick the far corner from the other, you know, the opposite wing, like that's an incredible shot. But that's the moment where the mood in the house changes, and you can feel it as, you know, as a media member, you can certainly feel it if you're a fan there, because you're like, oh, geez, here we go again. But the worst part of that is that it's the players. The players are just like, ah.
Right.
All right, here we go. And then boom, boom, boom. 10 minutes later, it's 3-0, and that's game.
Yeah. Yeah, that the players, you know, we don't know what's going on in all of their, you know, in all of their heads. But, it's one thing. It's understandable for the fan. The fan base has been through all that. Of course, some of those players have been too. But they're supposed to be the ones that are armed with, you know, this supreme level of confidence and go do your job and all that stuff. You know, the fans, of course the fans panic. Oh, my God, it's 1-0. But to see the team just unravel like that. I don't know what's worse, the 3 goals in 6.5 minutes in the second period or the start you referenced, Joe. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times has it been written or said for the road team in any Stanley Cup playoff game, but especially a game 7, regardless of the round, oh, you just got to survive the first 10 minutes. You're the home team. Like, why are you ducking and covering trying to survive the first 10 minutes?
And at least for the 10 minutes, that was Barkov and Reinhart and Rodriguez who came back in game 7 last night. Yeah, at least when you're getting run over by those guys, or even, you know, Kachuk's line with Verhaeghe, like, you know, okay, great. You know, like, if you're going to get beat by the best. And they took every punch from those guys in that first 10 minutes, which, okay, great. But, like, the entire play was in the Toronto end of the ice. Like, you know, the only time there was any relief was if it got chipped out or Florida mishandled it and got out of the zone. They had nothing. They had absolutely nothing for that. And then, you know, when the game unravels in the end, they're getting schooled by Marchand. You know, Marchand, Bennett, and Lou Osterainen. Those guys had a field day with no matter who was put out there against them. They schooled them. And I mentioned it a couple of times in the flow of the game. They globetrotted them. And I think that's a term that I think we've all starting to take and to use when a team is just running circles around another one in their zone. But, I mean, when you're getting schooled, and listen, this is not to take away from Brad Marchand or Sam Bennett or A2 Luostarinen or whoever was on defense. It didn't matter which two guys were back there. They controlled the play. They got the puck back constantly, and Toronto just kept giving it back to them. And, you know, it's, you know, Matthews and Marner and Tavares and Nylander rightfully getting crushed for their performance because it was bad. But it was a package deal last night. You know, Morgan Riley had a horrendous game, a really bad series. Jake McCabe was guilty of trying way too hard to do way too much. You know, he's got a certain role, and he was trying to do that, but then he's also first man in on the puck on a dump in. He's, you know, he's trying to get shots off. He's doing way too much, which, you know, hey, guilt, you know, crime of passion, fine, whatever. At least you're trying. Somebody's trying. But to hear Austin Matthews after the game say we had too many passengers, and for Craig Berube to agree with it and back it up, and Mitch Marner to say, yeah, too many guys going for a ride tonight. It's game 7. You guys have had 6 game 7s as this group, like 4, 5, 6 game 7s as just this group as it's construed. These main 4 guys, this core 4, they've had a bunch of these. How do you not read the riot act to the rest of your room to say, listen, we've been through this before. We're sick and tired of losing these games. If anybody isn't picking up their socks tonight, you know, get ready, because we're going to pound you in the locker room in the intermission.
Right.
I mean, geez.
It just doesn't make sense that they played such a fine road game in game six in between these two disasters. I mean, that could, listen, again, we don't, you know, well, you talk to guys after the game. I'm not in the room. You know, I think we make a lot of assumptions about what guys are feeling based on what the results end up being. But when you have a giant egg laid in game five and then go on the road and play, you know, just a tremendous road game to even the thing back up at three and then come back in front of your home fans, it does feel it feels right to say the pressure just ate those guys alive.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I got a question to Paul Maurice after the game last night, because you know, he coached the Leafs. He coached against the Leafs the last time they're in the Eastern Conference Final, which I completely forgot he was Carolina's coach.
That's 02,
right? 2002. Yeah. And if you're going to get a line from somebody that is going to be able to really tie a bow on what it's all about, Paul Maurice is the guy to at least try to ask. And I think the way I phrased it was, I don't know if this was the right way or if it was, you know, too sassy or whatever, but I said, you know, you've coached against them, you've coached here. There's a moment when you're playing against this team in these moments that, you know, something happens and you go, okay, we got them. And, you know, he kind of brushed it aside and said, well, I'm still rolling Barkov out there, you know, up 5-1 with 4 minutes to go. So like, I don't ever think you've got him, but, and he just goes into this thought about how, you know, what's good for the league is bad for Toronto and the pressure that comes with it and all that stuff. It just really, it's a huge deal. And, you know, Marchand kind of commented on that as well after the game, saying it's unfair. You know, it's kind of unfair how much pressure, you know, whatever. Pressure is part of the game, and I think Brad knows that pretty well from playing in Boston. But there's no doubt. And, you know, I've been going up there covering Leafs playoff games here for a few years for Bleacher Report now, and there are moments where something bad happens and the entire, like, you just feel the entire temperature of the room change because of everything that goes into what it is to be the Leafs, you know, the attention, the pressure, all that stuff. And they've insulated these guys pretty well, you know, at least in the building, you know, away from, you know, media, you know, media is not evil, but like, the questions are direct and tough. And, you know, those guys got them last night, but like, you know, the mood changes very quickly up there. And I think this happens in a lot of home markets. We see it happen here. That's for darn sure. And this isn't even playoff pressure here. This is just win enough games to get in the playoff picture pressure in Buffalo. In Toronto, it's, you know, they've gone to the playoffs now, it went 9 years in a row. And, you know, getting there is no longer, that's no longer the worry. It's like they're getting there now. Now it's like, okay, well, we've got these superstars. We got to win a cup. They're not even getting a chance to play for the cup now because second round rolls around, and it's only happened twice that they've gotten to the second round.
Right.
The tents fold up immediately, and it's incredible.
You know, I do want to squeeze in a mention here of something that came across my eyes at some point here while this, I don't know if collapse is too strong here, but, well, I mean, Toronto did have a 2-0 lead in the series and a 3-1 lead in game three, so collapse maybe is appropriate. That Ovechkin's Capitals have only been past the second round the year they won the cup in 18. Other than that, he had never been past the second round, and that happened again this year. So, like, it's one of the things I like so much when a team, a group of players that have been under that scrutiny, can tip it upside down. Like, I was never the biggest Washington fan. I liked Ovechkin from the minute he showed up. I was rooting so hard in 18, Joe, for them to get there, just because I like when someone, because, you know, I live in a market and talk about two teams that have never won anything, and I like it when a team that has that reputation can put up the stop sign and go, like, no, look, we did it. And because I think that gives you hope that, you know, my guys can do it too. But Toronto's got to be, you know, I pretty much, over the course of the Core Four's existence at times like this, been, yeah, you know what? Sort of like Sean McDermott says about the Bills, Joe, keep knocking on the door. I don't know, man. I think you got to go to a different house. something's got to change. Something substantial besides the GM and the coach, which they've already done multiple times.
Yeah, they're at a spot now where, well, I mean, this is the thing. Like the last few years for Bleacher Report, after Toronto's gotten knocked out, the story I've written is, all right, well, who goes? Which of the players goes? You know, because you got to do something, because it feels like a very early mid 90s Detroit position. You know, once Detroit stopped being getting kicked around, and you know, they started becoming, you know, the Red Wings that we saw in the 90s. There was that time where, you know, they get beat in the first round by San Jose, and you're like, well, how do you do that? And then, you know, they're the best team in the league in 95, make it to the Cup final. They're like, oh, they're going to steamroll the Devils. Devils sweep them because the Devils played mean, nasty hockey. And everybody's like, oh, God, what do you do? And then 96, you know, all the Mew thing happens, and that lit the fire. But they still had to make moves.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Even after that, you know, that they didn't run it back with Dino Cicerelli and Keith Primo and Paul Coffey. They said, no, those guys got to go. We got to get Brendan Shanahan in here. We got to do something else. We got to get a little meaner, a little more edge, a little bit more, having a little bit more guts on your group to be able to get over, because we're getting bullied out here. Toronto's gotten bullied by Florida, you know, two of the last 3 years. And, you know, not everybody's – you can't copy what Florida does. That's impossible. But, like, if you're Toronto, don't you try to raid them in free agency? You know, Sam Bennett's a free agent. Marchand's a free agent. Marchand said last night he grew up a Leafs fan, which I don't think any of us knew that. But, you know, don't you make a bid on one of these guys and say, hey, listen, you know what we're dealing with here. Help us out.
Like, yeah, well –
let's try to figure this out.
Yeah, they have the good fortune here of having some decisions – I don't say made for them. I mean, because they could make an effort to re-sign Marner and maybe especially Tavares at a more reasonable number, given his desire to stay put. But the fact that those contracts are up sort of, you know, to an extent, frees them up to go do the shopping that you're, you know, referring to. And, you know, unlike what we deal with here in Buffalo with the taxes and the palm trees, Joe, Toronto, you know, yes, it's a pressure cooker. Yes, expectations are sky high, but I think any kid, especially Canadian kid, like you're talking about Marchand and Bennett, guys like that, I think, are wired to want to go win there. So that'll be an attractive destination, I think, for the top shelf free agents.
Yeah, and you know the thing with Marner that gets me, and you know, I saw the on ice photos, the photo that was on my piece from went up very early this morning post game, where it's just you see that anguish in his face and. You just kind of know in the back of your head, he just played his last game with his hometown team. You know, he grew up. He grew up around Toronto. The stories of his old man supposedly bullying Toronto to take him, and trying to make it uncomfortable during that 2015 draft to be like, oh, if you pass on Marner, he's going to kill you for the rest of your life. Whatever, all that, parents talk. But you see that on his face, and then you watched some of the plays that were made in the series, and you're like, I don't know, man. It's one where if I'm a Leafs fan, I'm just tired of it. I'm just like, you got to change something to change it, because what this is ain't working. It's crazy to think that Matthews has been in the league for, this was his ninth season, which ages all of us tremendously to hear that. And it's 9 years in the league, and this is as far as they've gotten. Game 7 in the second round is the furthest they've gotten in the playoffs, because Florida bumped them off 2 years ago in 5 games. Getting this far and having run it back with the same core for 7 years when they signed Tavares 7 years, which, again, throw me in the grave, man. But, 7 years with this crew is incredible, and not changing up anything other than the support pieces. Even Morgan Riley's been there the whole time too, so that's four or five guys that are your leaders that haven't gotten it done, and you're every year you're like, nope, gotta run it back. You change GMs, nope, we're sticking with it, those are our guys. Which, hey, kudos for sticking to your guns, but I mean, sometimes you stick to them too much, you shoot yourself in the foot. And I think they've been doing that the last, 3 years here.
Joe Yerden, Bleacher Report on the NHL. He was in Toronto for games 5 and 7 of that series. So what do you make? Marner's going to get, $14 million a year, whatever. Someone's going to pay him. And I wonder, this reputation that that core group has acquired, I'm living in a market where the best players on the Sabres who can't seem to handle pressure or collectively lift the team out of this playoff drought go on to greener pastures and win cups and MVPs and just all of it, right? The list is getting pretty long, and who knows, maybe it'll grow in this spring here, now that we're down to the conference finals. I feel like Marner, I would not tag him with he can't do it, because collectively the group didn't work. But we've seen here that collectively a group can't work, but individuals can fly and be free and go do something remarkable. So I wonder if Marner is someone who can accomplish that once he gets out of the cauldron that is Toronto.
Yeah. And the crazy part is the way we talk about him sometimes. We talk about him as he's a contributor. I mean, everybody focuses on Matthews. I get it. But, Marner's been a top 10 NHL scorer for, 5, 6 years now?
Right, 100-point guy, yeah.
All right. 100-point guy, a top scorer, a really good defender. He's not knocking guys through the boards, that's for sure. But, he's fast. He's good with the stick. He's good at, marking guys up on the ice. He's a really darn good player, and it's crazy the way we talk about him. But when it comes to July 1st, everybody's attention is going to be fixed on him. Not just because the Leafs fact. Well, it is partially that, but it's, there hasn't been a guy that big in free agency at his age to hit the free market. And I am probably forgetting guys here, but it feels like it's been a while. Maybe Stamkos, I don't know. But
he didn't get to the market in the end. He signed hours before the market opened and stayed in Tampa.
Yeah, well, that was, they had
you mean this most recent time around when they didn't pick him up and he went to Nashville, but a few years ago, right?
When they had the interview process,
right?
In days in advance, and he was touring all over the place talking with people. But this is, he's a monstrously important player, and a guy who, wherever he goes, is going to give them a lift. Now, you'd like to think that everybody should be calling him, but the price tag is going to be obscene. And, I don't know if this is going to be a Rantanen type deal where, it's a lot of talk leading up, and then maybe it takes a little bit less to go to a team where it's going to be fine. Although I guess Rantanen took the offer that Colorado made to him in Dallas instead. So like whatever, but like this is a guy where, you know, if it's Detroit, if it's Seattle, I mean I'm sure, I know a lot of Sabres fans are dreaming that he'll come here. I don't know that ownership's eager to pay $14 million a year to a guy when you got your other guys here, but who knows, there are so many teams where you're like, man, he'd be a great fit blank, and yep. You fill in the team and you start immediately drawing up lines and thinking like, oh man, they'd be a lot of fun if they had him. And I'm sure those teams are all very aware of who they are if they've got a deal worked out. But I mean, he's a tremendous player, but you know, you get looking at the crunch time games and the playoff mm-hmm. games. And there's a couple of years where he had good playoffs, but you know, the team couldn't get it done. So what does it matter? You know,
right.
It's just like, yeah, great, but who cares? You know, it's like Nylander last year, 2 years ago, great playoffs. Did anybody? No, they didn't win. Who cares?
Right. Joe, what do you think about the setup here for the two series here in the East and the West?
But you know, it's funny. We just got done talking about Toronto, and you know how we've been like waiting for them to get over the hump. Isn't that the Dallas Stars now?
Yeah,
three straight years in the Western Final. They're playing Edmonton again. There, Edmonton. I can't figure them out because I watched the way Stuart Skinner started the playoffs against LA, and you're like, oh boy, they're toast. And Pickard comes in and closes it down, and now Skinner's back in and playing well, and you're like, how do you do it? How does it keep working out this way? But Dallas got through all of this without Robertson, without Heiskanen, and now they're both back, and they played great hockey. I know those series went long, but they looked menacing, and you know, they handled Winnipeg really well. You know, that first round series of Colorado was an all-timer. Like, that's it. The problem in the West is that if you're a really good team, you've probably got a really hard road to even get to the conference final. And both of these teams had. I think Edmonton was fortunate. Vegas seemed to run out of gas, and Jack was trying to drag everybody with him, and
yeah.
Everybody else just didn't have it. And it's terrifying to deal with McDavid and Drysdale. And maybe they get Ekholm back, and then you're like, well, they had a weakness, and now it's now it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Playoffs aren't fair. They're not meant to be fair. But I mean, geez, if Dallas doesn't get to the Cup final this year, there's not drastic changes to be made, but you're just like, man, like what's it going to take?
What else do they got to do? Right. I mean, they made the Rantanen trade. I mean, that is such a significant piece to add at the deadline. I mean, it's a massive, yeah. And then, you know, and he's locked in now for long-term too. So, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to bet against McDavid and Draisaitl, but I feel like Dallas is the team to beat.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% there with you. I think if Florida didn't just have like, you know, a knockdown drag out with Toronto, and it's still kind of wondering if they're okay, because the way the end of the year was so bad, it's still clouded my vision on them.
Yeah.
And Carolina, that's another team I cannot figure out for the life of me. Absolutely do not know like what the heck to think of them. Like, they seem like they're really good, but also I look up and down the roster and I'm like, I don't know, man. You keep waiting for Freddie Anderson to fall apart, all that kind of stuff. And but like, to me, if it's Dallas in the final, Dallas is winning it.
Joe, I appreciate the time very much. Love that you got up to Toronto for those two games. And let's make sure we touch base like before the marketplace opens in the summertime here. We got about 6 weeks or so. So
absolutely.
All right, man.
Well, we should have a lot. We should have a lot to discuss Buffalo wise. I hope in some way. I know nobody here is excited about the draft, but that's going to be the start of the really interesting times.
All right, Joe. Thanks again, man. Appreciate it very much. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Bulldog. Good to talk to you.
Joe Yurden, you catch him at Bleacher Report on the NHL. Great stuff on these two games in Toronto, Game 5 and Game 7. Go seek him out, find him. Maybe you got to go to Blue Sky to find him. I'm not sure if he's still posting all of his work up on X or not. But good job by Joe. We'll hit up a timeout here, 803-0550. Marner. Look, an if is like a Herculean effort, if is putting in. If you could get him, would you want him? 803-0550. For the Sabres, I mean. That's the if. That's, again, it's heavy. 803-0550 is the number. I'll lay out the case for when we get back, because I don't think the Sabres are in a position to say no to anything at this point. I don't think it's that realistic, but that's why the if is there in big, bold, orange font. We'll talk about that as we go here. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is off today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.